Savior Jesus was going from village to village teaching about God. One day, he and his closest followers were passing through a region called Samaria, and he was tired and thirsty, so he stopped by a well. Soon, a Samaritan woman came to the well, and Jesus asked her for a drink of water. And the woman was shocked, because Jews and Samaritans didn't get along with each other at all. And the woman said to Jesus, "Why are you asking me for a drink? You're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan." And Jesus said, "If you actually knew who I was, you would be asking me for a drink, and I would give you living water." The woman said, "How are you going to get this living water? You don't even have a bucket." Jesus said, "Look, anybody who drinks from this well will get thirsty again, right? But whoever drinks the water that I give them will never be thirsty again, and it will give life for their soul." The woman said, "Well, I want some of this water." And Jesus said, "Why don't you go back into the village and get your husband?" The woman said, "Well, I don't have a husband." And Jesus said, "I know. In fact, you've had 5 husbands, and you're not even married to the guy you're living with right now." The woman said, "Sir, I can see that you're a prophet. Well, I have a religious question for you. Why do Jews say we have to worship in Jerusalem, but Samaritans say we're supposed to worship on that mountain over there? Who's right?" Jesus said, "Look, it doesn't matter where you worship. What's important is you worship the one true God with all your heart." The woman said, "I know that one day the Savior of the world will come, and he will teach us." And Jesus said, "Yes, I am the Savior of the world." Well, the woman was so excited, and she ran into the town and started telling people, "There's a man who's told me everything I've ever done. He seems like he's the Savior of the world." So many people came to see Jesus, and they asked him to stay with them. So Jesus stayed there for 2 days, teaching them, and many people believed in Jesus.